This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Farm Show, presented today by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Closing prices Monday on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn closed at 782 and three quarters, down 17 and a quarter. December corn at 792 and a quarter, down 17. And March corn at 795 and three quarters, down 16 and a quarter. September wheat closed at 856 and three quarters, off 28 and a half. December wheat at 875 and three quarters, off 25 and a half. And March wheat at 886 even, down 24 and three quarters. September oats closed at 372 and a quarter, down 16. December, 370 and a half, off 14 and a quarter. March oats at 372, down 10 and a half. August soybeans, 1656 and a quarter, off 53 and a quarter. September beans at 1622 and a quarter, down 51. November beans, $16 and three quarter cent, down 43. And January beans at 1595 and three quarters, off 39 and three quarters. August soybean meal, 526.30 off 18.20. September bean meal, 504.80 off 16.30. October bean meal at 486.80 off 16.60. December bean meal at 478.40 off 16.50. August soybean oil at 52.95 off 65. September 53.10 down 68. October 53.31 off 68. December 53.75 off 66. Time to check in now with the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended sharply lower on Monday afternoon. Futures prices were weakened by the cooler and wetter weather forecast for most of the Corn Belt. Technical trading also helped to drive prices lower. In the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the USDA placed 23% of the U.S. corn crop in the good to excellent range, unchanged from last week, and the condition of the U.S. soybean crop improved by 1% over last week, placing 30% in the good to excellent category. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 18 cents lower at 766 to 780. Soybeans dropped 37 to 41 cents at 1620 to 1643. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 14 to 17 lower at $7.82 to $8 even, and soybeans were down 38 to 41 cents at $16.36 to $16.51. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 16 to 18 cents at $7.64 to $8.13, soybeans dropped 38 to 43 cents at $16.26 to $16.54, and cash wheat bids down 28 to 29 cents at 827 to 856. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 22 to 23 cents lower at 766 to 768. Soybeans dropped 38 to 45 cents at 1659 to 1671. And the new crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery ended 11 cents lower at 791 to 801. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 23 to 25 lower at 774 to 778. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 34 to 47 cents with quotations at 1654 to 1670. Soft red winter wheat fell 28 cents down to 830 to 831, while the Milo ended 31 cents lower at 696 to 697. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $7.59 to $7.80. New crop soybean bids at $15.67 to $15.83. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.70 to $8.04. New crop soybean bids at $15.75 to $15.96. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $7.79 to $8.12. New crop soybean bids at $15.76 to $16.04. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery, those bids range from $7.71 to $8.11. That is our Country Grain Report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Checking our Hog Inc. prices today for corn delivered to Greenfield, August corn $7.96, September corn $7.89. For corn delivered to Scottville, August corn $7.88, September corn $7.89. For beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, August beans $16.33, September $15.87. And for wheat delivered to Scottville, August wheat $7.96. You can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office for more information at 217-368-2888. Again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $7.96, corn at Scottville, $7.88, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.33, wheat at Scottville at $7.96. Checking the closing prices on the Merc yesterday, August live cattle closed at 121.82, up 122. October live cattle, 126.37, up 85. December, 128.95, up 50. August feeder cattle, 141.45, up 197. September, 142.67, up 295. October at 143.47, up 260. August live hogs closed at 91.95, up 7. October, 77.05, up 152. December, at 74.95, up 152. Back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, this time for the cash livestock report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, August 13th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed $1.67 lower. Carcass-based price range, 83.63 to 86. Weighted average, 84.34. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 13,200. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to firm from 56 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sales mostly steady to dollar higher. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 24 to 29. 450 to 550 pounds at 26 to 31. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 33. Boars under 300 pounds, 30 to 35, and over 300 pounds, 10 to 15. Today's estimated receipts, 1,225, and Friday's actuals, 1,025. Pork carcass cut out at 92.36, and that is down 33 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 416,000. Last week, 356,000. A year ago, 411,000. Cattle for today, 122,000. Last week, 126,000. A year ago, 130,000. Boxed beef cutout values were higher on light demand and offerings. Total movement today, 95 fab loads with 28 trim. Choice at 186.89, that is up $1.94. Select 179.42, and that is up $1.77. Saturday, at the Greenville Livestock Auction, there was a special feeder cattle sale. 1,032 head sold. Trade was active with good demand. The majority of the offerings had received at least two rounds of vaccinations. Steers, medium and large frame 1s and 2s, a part load averaging 700 pounds, value added at 140. Part load averaging 779 pounds, value added at 135.75. Large frame 1s and 2s, package averaging 659 pounds, 139 value added, with 700 to 800 pounds, selling from 133 to 139 value added, 800 to 900 pounds at 130 to 132 value added. Holstein steers large frame number 3 is weighing 200 to 300 pounds, sold from 111 to 123, which are value added, 300 to 400 pounds at $1 to $1.09, value added at 110 to 120, 400 to 500 pounds sold from 99 to 111, value added at 107 to 116. 500 to 600 pounds sold at 94 to 105. Heifers, medium and large frame number 2s, weighing 300 to 400 pounds, traded from 136 to 147 value added, with 450 to 500 pounds at 140 to 145 value added. Large frame 1s and 2s, weighing 700 to 800 pounds at 120 to 130, which were value added. Feeder bulls, large frame number 2s, weighing 500 to 600 pounds, sold from 126 to 134. At the Illinois auctions, which are covered, receipts last week of 1,899 head. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $3 higher, choice steers 111 to 118.75, choice heifers at 111 to 119.75, choice Holstein steers were 3 to 4 higher, 104 and a quarter to 113. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Ooh. Ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Radar weather being presented by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high of 85, clear tonight, low 60, sunshine, warmer tomorrow, 92 for a high. A few clouds sneak in Wednesday night with a low of 68, then a 60% likelihood of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday and Thursday night, a prelude to a cold front which will push through beginning on Friday. Thursday's high should be about 90, the overnight low 63. Friday through Monday, dry and cooler with highs between 75 and 80 and overnight lows in the 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, skies are mostly clear, pressure rising, winds are light, 61 degrees. This update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. That brings us to part two of the Morning Farm Show, presented by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Well, the crop condition report was released Monday afternoon. And with the news, here's Brad Schwab from the USDA National Ag Statistics Service.
Statewide temperatures averaged a near normal 72.8 degrees. However, rainfall accumulations were reported once again below normal at only 28 one-hundredths of an inch, which was down 63 one-hundredths of an inch for the seven-day period ending Sunday, August 12th. There were a total of 6.3 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies held steady at 72% very short, 23% short, and 5% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was reported at 80% very short, 17% short, and 3% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 came in at 2,353, or 242 heat units ahead of the historic average. Corn in the dough stage was reported at 90% compared to 69% 1 year ago and 67% for the 5 year average. 62% was reported in the dense stage, and this compares to 24% 1 year ago and 23% for the 5 year average. And to round out the remaining progress categories for corn, 12% was rated mature and 1% had been harvested by week's end. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn mature category was the Southwestern District, reporting 35%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated at 42% very poor, 33% poor, 20% fair, and only 5% as good. Soybean blooming advanced to 98% compared to 95% a year ago and 92% for the 5 year average. 88% of the crop was setting pods, compared to 70% last year and for the 5 year averages. 4% of the soybean crop was reported turning yellow, compared to 1% last year and for the 5 year average. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated 28% very poor, 27% poor, 33% fair, 11% good, and 1% excellent. In other crops around the state, pastures were rated in mostly very poor condition. The third cutting of alfalfa was reported at 81%, and this can be compared to 56% last year and 53% for the 5 year average. The sorghum crop that is headed reached 85%, which compares to 80% 1 year ago and 70% for the 5 year average. 98% of the oats crop has been harvested, compared to 95% 1 year ago and 93% for the 5 year average. And one final bit of news comes from last Friday's August crop production report. The average corn yield in Illinois was estimated at a very disappointing 116 bushels per acre, while soybeans were pegged at 37 bushels per acre. These yields will be updated again on September 12th. This has been Brad Schwab at the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Well, the Illinois State Fair continues in Springfield today, and WSMI's Tim Mize will be at the State Fair today. He'll have a conversation with the Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan. On Sunday, a resident of Highland was named the Illinois Citizen of the Day as Governor Quinn declared August 12th Anthony Heisler Day at the State Fair. Rita Frazier with the RFD Radio Network has more.
And Anthony Heisler is today's Illinoisan of the Day at the Illinois State Fair. Anthony, we're honored to be with you today on this very special occasion. Tell us about what this honor means to you.
Well, I was first of all very surprised when I was nominated. I didn't know it was happening. My daughter sent in the essay and I got selected, and I was surprised but grateful too.
What are you proudest of in your many years of service?
Well, just helping everybody. I belong to the American Legion and the VFW at Highland, and I do all kinds of things. Not a day goes by I don't do something for either the American Legion or the VFW, and also the Woodmen of the World organization. I just volunteer. I don't know how to say no. That's the problem.
We want to talk also about your years as a Madison County farmer. So tell us about growing up in your county and about your love for agriculture.
Yes, I was born on a farm, and then I was maybe 30 years old or so, I bought a farm. And from then on, until I retired a few years back, I farmed, not big, but always enough to know what was going on with farming, and I was always involved.
You also drove a truck. Tell us about that.
Yes, I drove for Highland Ready Mix Concrete. 41 and a half years, drove over 3 million miles. But I farmed weekends and evenings, and any whenever whatever had to be done, had to be done.
With all of that, did you ever have a hobby that you enjoyed, or did you ever have time for that?
Actually, I'm not a fisherman, I'm not a golfer. I didn't have time, you're right, I didn't have time.
I know that you're very proud you introduced your family today.
Yes, I have three grandchildren, only one child, but she has given me three grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. And, well, now in our wife and I are both in our mid to upper 70s, and that's what we live for now is the kids and the grandkids.
What do you hope they learn from you or that you've taught them?
Oh, I don't know. Just learn to help other people. I, like I said before, I just never learned how to say no. I was asked for something. Okay, I'll be there.
What about, you know, your service? You're very dedicated to your country.
Well, when the Korean War was going on, I got, it was still a draft them days, and I volunteered ahead of my draft term. I wanted to go and do it. So I spent a year and a half in Korea, and 2 years all told.
And then, as you said, every day since you volunteered, you'd help others. And then on the farm, I'm sure that wasn't easy, too, trying to juggle a full-time job and the farm.
Well, it was a small farm, but I always had the modern techniques and kept up, went to farm meetings all, during the winter, and kept up with modern things, and I knew what was going on. I wasn't a big farmer, but I thought I was a good farmer.
Anything else you want to add about today or about your life?
No, just I want to thank everybody for getting me this award. It was all unknown to me when it happened. I was surprised, and I just want to thank everybody that was involved getting me this award.
RFD's Rita Frazier talking with Highland resident Anthony Heisler. And again, WSMI will be at the State Fair today as Tim Mize has set up a broadcast featuring Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan later on today. In other farm news, the small size of this year's corn crop has livestock producers asking Washington, D.C. legislators to roll back the ethanol mandate. As Todd Gleason reports, doing so might not result in lower corn prices and a bigger available supply of corn to feed.
The United States government categorically decided to stimulate the ethanol industry after the 9/11 attacks. Legislators were looking for ways to provide more energy independence. It's been a successful decade on those merits. About 10% of the U.S. gasoline supply is made up of biofuels, mostly corn-based ethanol, produced and sourced within the nation's boundaries. Still, during short corn supply years like the 2012 crop, the mandate to make corn-based ethanol puts a great deal of pressure on other sectors. Livestock producers are not particularly fond of the competition in short supply years. Currently, Washington is responding to questions as to whether or not the ethanol mandate, officially called the Renewable Fuels Standard, should be adjusted. Ag economists at the University of Illinois have looked at the issue and really aren't sure an adjustment to the mandate would result in a reallocation of the available corn. Here's Scott Irwin.
The answer is not necessarily. That given current demand for ethanol, specifically as an octane enhancer for blending into our gasoline supply, that even if you waive the mandate, it's theoretically possible that nothing will change.
Here's why. Ethanol is used to supplement gasoline characteristics. It's an oxygenate. There is no other good substitute for ethanol in this case because the use of MTBE has been eliminated, and it is an octane enhancer.
As the ethanol industry has built out U.S. Gasoline blenders, we could call them the refinery industry, have figured out that if that's available, the best way they could make use of it was to refine lower grade components in terms of the octane a characteristic of those components, and then use the ethanol to bring the octane up. So in other words, if you blend 84 octane gasoline with ethanol, which basically is someplace between 106 and 113 octane rating, then you nicely end up with the 87 that you need for a minimum level of octane.
What that really says is this. Ethanol is the most economical way for oil companies to create a gasoline supply which meets U.S. oxygenate and octane standards. At least that's what some analysts think. Others say if the mandate were waived, alternative products could be quickly moved into substitute.
Some other industry sources we've talked to say, nope, that will take some a considerable amount of time, and therefore basically we're in some sense stuck that if we want to keep using the same amount of gasoline in 2013, you're going to basically need about the same amount of ethanol in our domestic fuel supply in 2013 as 2012.
U.S. EPA will make the final call as to whether or not the RFS, the ethanol mandate, should be adjusted. I'm Todd Gleason.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke to members of the American Coalition for Ethanol last Friday, right after the new USDA crop forecast had been released. In the face of increasing calls for a waiver of that renewable fuel standard due to the drought impact on the corn crop, Vilsack stressed the administration's commitment to ethanol.
So whether it's diversifying our fuel supply from a national security perspective, helping to create jobs, giving consumers choice and savings, developing new income sources for farmers or reducing our reliance on foreign oil, when you take a look at the total package, this is an industry that is worth supporting, which is why the president is supporting the renewable fuel standard. And it's why I'm supporting the renewable fuel standard.
That's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. And a reminder again, WSMI's Tim Mize will be broadcasting from the State Fair. He'll be talking with Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan later on today. Hope you'll stick around for that here on WSMI. Part two of the Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.